From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Oil-rich Venezuela has the world's cheapest gasoline, but it's also dealing with the world's worst economic crisis. So desperately cash-strapped Venezuelans are about to pay a lot more at the pump. In Venezuela, gasoline is cheaper than water. Literally. Gas is heavily subsidized there, and hyperinflation has made the currency, the bolivar, worthless. So in dollar terms, a bottle of water costs more in Venezuela than a tank of gas. But the government gasoline subsidies are no longer sustainable as Venezuela's economy keeps collapsing, and Venezuela loses billions of dollars to smugglers who sell the gas in neighboring countries at huge profits. So socialist President Nicolas Maduro has announced he's returning gasoline to market prices. But there's a political twist. Subsidies will remain a while for Venezuelans who've gotten so-called fatherland ID cards. Critics say the new IDs are simply a Big Brother device for keeping track of who's loyal to Maduro's authoritarian regime and who isn't. Those who don't have the fatherland IDs will feel the shock of the new gas pricing. That will be one more hardship in a country with crippling shortages of food, medicine, and other basics. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.